What happened to the cat that ate a ball of yarn? They had mittens. And if you're heading out, you need to know whether you need mittens or sunglasses. How is a private eye, like the dry cleaners? They both do other people's dirty work. How did the dad justify buying a boat? There was a sale.
If you just read the bio for Dr. Steve, host of Weird Medicine on Sirius XM 103 and made popular by two really comedy shows, Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, you would have thought that this guy was a bit of, a clown.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for all my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
From the world-famous Cardiff Electric Network Studios, it's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medicine practitioner who gives me street cred with the wacko alternative medicine assholes. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. Steve.
And my partner in all things, Tacey. Hello, Tacey.
Hello.
And back from sabbatical, it is DNP Carissa. Hello, Carissa.
Hello.
This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question, you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 347-766-4323. That's 347-POO-HEAD. Follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine or at DrScottWM. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your healthcare provider. All right. Don't forget stuff.drsteve.com. Stuff.drsteve.com really helps keep us on the air. You can just click through to Amazon. Or you can scroll down, look at all the cool crap we have on there, including the Womanizer, everyone's favorite adult toy, and the Rode, robotic guitar tuner. If you have someone that plays a stringed instrument, that's, you know, for under $200. What is it? The bass one's $150, and the guitar one's like $139, something like that. It is a really great gift, and if you play yourself, it's a great gift you give yourself. Brian May said, "Well, you bloody bastard, you know, why did you come up with this at the end of my career?"
Yep, that's
funny. So good for him. Anyway, it's really cool, and you can tune your guitar when you're on stage and not even look at anything. It'll just tune it for you. So check that out. Rode.drsteve.com, or you can go to stuff.drsteve.com and just scroll down. If you're interested in the Phoenix acoustic wave erectile dysfunction device, you can pay thousands and thousands of dollars to have these treatments done in someone's med spa with someone holding on to your junk while they move this probe up and down, or you can do it in the privacy of your own home for a fraction of the cost. Still isn't cheap, but if you go to ed.drsteve.com, you can get a discount, get a pretty good deal. They have a monthly payment plan. I am sacrificing myself for the Weird Medicine male community by trying the tester version myself, and so far so good.
You're good,
and it's interesting. I wish I could demonstrate it. Kind of hard to do, and it takes 17 minutes twice a week for a month, and then you take a month off, and then you do it one more month, and then you're basically done. So but it'll wake up half the house when you do it. It is very loud, just be aware. ED.
Is that what I've been hearing?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
What have you been hearing? I don't know.
Just kidding.
I don't know. Okay. That's good.
You are a liar, actress.
All right. And then check out Tweaked. Tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID. You get 33% off. I don't know if we get anything from that anymore, but I know that the code still works. So you can buy three earbuds for the price of two, and they're really good, and they've got great customer service. So tweakedaudio.com, offer code FLUID. And then don't forget Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/weirdmedicine. We just did a show just recently, and we're going to do another one. That's we've got a ton of Patreon questions to do, and 100% of questions sent to us get done on that show. So if that may be enough for some people to do it. Got a lot of different tiers, not very expensive, and check that out, patreon.com/weirdmedicine. And then there is Cameo. I'll say FLUID to your mama. Hell, I'll say anything to your mama at cameo.com/weirdmedicine. It's cheap. It's fun. I like doing them. It's just goofy, and it supports my ham radio habit. All right?
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Don't forget to check out Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net. That's simplyherbals.net. He has some delightful CBD nasal spray that literally is the best thing in the world.
I need to get some of that.
Well,
me too.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I was going to order some.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I bought some from Scott the other day, and I'll order some more.
Yes.
But anyway, there you go. You guys.
Cash money.
You have anything interesting?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Here we go.
Off to normal start.
All right. Well, let's just do our event things then.
Let's do it.
We've got some actual bits now, and let's try one of these.
They're not any good, but we have them.
Oh, well, this one's good, though. Here we go.
It's time for Mom Swipes Left Has Questions with Jen and Carol from the Mom Swipes Left podcast.
Dr. Steve, we have a very close friend who is a male and who has testicles.
Well, now, because you have to...
It's true, you do have to clarify
that. Mm-hmm. He does not wear extraordinarily tight underwears, but he often is fishing around in his crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He claims that his testicles will slip into the testicle hole.
What?
Okay.
So you remember when we were talking to the drag queens?
Yeah.
And they say
tuck
their testicles up into the testicle holes?
I guess. I thought they tucked them into their taint area.
Yes. This is a different thing. One is a medical problem, and the other one is a cosmetic thing. Mm. So, yes, people, you can tuck all the male junkle region between the legs right around the taint area, and if you put the right sort of underwear or binding there, you can make it look like it does. It's not there, but it's there if you know where to look.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but there's different. Like a special hole.
What are you talking about?
It's like where they drop out from.
Yeah. I see. They push them back up in.
Exactly.
Okay.
But his testicles.
No,
they do not.
That is not.
He does. They don't.
Yes, no.
This guy does.
Slip into those holes without
provocation.
Yeah, just voluntarily. And so he has to yank them back out because it's uncomfortable.
What? I've never heard of this. Dr. Steve,
what is
the
that
fuck is going on?
I mean, really?
I was thinking about the balls.
Yeah.
And I have a second question.
Okay. Well, let's answer this one.
Yep.
Do you know what it is? Let me get everything ready here.
If you can stick your testicles back through the hole they came through, you have a hernia, and that's a problem.
Boo.
Yes. That's a hernia.
I disagree. He has a retractile. Now, he may be prone to get a hernia.
Okay. Fair enough, yeah.
But if you can move your testicles up into the canal, that is called a retractile testicle.
So that's like shrinkage on a different level.
Right, right. So there's this cremaster muscle, which causes the shrinkage.
Right,
I wish I had that as a drop, because Costanza yelling, that's the shrinkage!
The shrinkage.
And it pulls the testicles up closer to the body, and then it relaxes to release the testicles back up into the rectum, and also can drag the external part of the penis, you know, half of it is inside, half of it is outside, into the body as well. And this is a normal reflex, but if the testicles don't move back down into the scrotum and stay up in the canal, then that is called a retractile testicle. Now,
okay.
If you can move them up and down, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
kind of, you don't have to do anything about it. It just means he's got quite the...
Canal?
Large canal, that's right. Quite the canal.
That's a hell of a canal you have, everybody.
Yeah. but if it goes up and it doesn't come back down, then that's a problem. And some people have testicles that never come down. Those are called non-descended testicles. If those are not dealt with, that's why you may think it's weird that when your kid turns a certain age, the pediatrician or the primary care provider starts manipulating their testicles. They want to know that there's two descended testicles in their scrotum, because if there isn't, if there's only one or none, then they have a non-descended testicle that will become malignant at a very high rate compared to regular testicles. It's not a, they used to teach us it was 100%. It's not 100%, but it is a very, you know, the risk is very high if you have this sort of non-descended testicle stuck up in the canal like that. And so this, but your friend has a retractile testicle. You don't have to necessarily treat those, but you want to know that it has happened. When they do treat it, when they yank it down and they make it not go back up, that's called an orchiopexy. And they make this small incision in the groin, and they locate the testicle, and then they bloop it on down, and they make an incision at the base of the scrotum, and then they kind of stitch the testicle into the scrotum so it can't go back up anymore. So anyway, so that's a retractile testicle. And as an adult, it's kind of unusual to see that, where somebody's got to fish around in their underwear. This guy may be lying. He may just be, you know, he's around these hot women and he's just manipulating stuff.
Well, and let's talk about the other thing. Sometimes they do get kind of pinched.
Let's talk about normal
testicles. Yeah. Let's just say if you're not gifted with a giant cavern for your testicles to slide back.
You have normal testicles, that don't slide back and forth. Yeah, talk about that. The saltwater taffy effect.
Oh.
Right? Yes. It's like saltwater taffy against your thigh, and it just kind of, you have to peel
disgusting.
It off.
Yes, that is.
You guys are gross.
We are gross, but no, you should have been here last.
There's nothing pretty about the male genitalia. Pretty disgusting. My friend Rebecca, who was, she's a Gold Star lesbian, never had a penis in her vagina, and she just says that to her, it just looks like you've got this horrible birth defect. You know,
that's hilarious. But you know, for just normal testicles in a normal situation, normal underwear, if your underwear is a little loose, they can shift around and get out of place.
Right.
Or if maybe your underwear is a little too tight and you move funny, they can kind of pinch you.
Keep talking. And I got to fix. Yes,
the wind.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Your head's just not big enough, obviously, to block the wind. But
it's 1,000 degrees up here in the Weird Medicine studio again. Scott and I are going to install this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to install
air
conditioner that's got its two pieces. I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, we're going to install that.
Or even a fan.
Yeah, we may ought to.
You were talking about that fan.
I don't think that's going to do it. It'll just push hot air.
We may have to record that and make some money off of our installation of that thing.
Can you imagine?
Hey, but if we go back to the testicle shift.
Okay, sorry.
Because testicles do shift, and they can get, you know, the skin can get pinched, and as you age, you know, gravity kind of kicks in, and you can have more sagging of the skin. And
old man scrot.
It makes it easier to pinch and be displaced. So, he might have been just kind of getting pinched or twisted a little bit.
And see, the saltwater taffy effect happens with people mostly when they're wearing boxers, which is why I wear briefs. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, because I want separation between the scrotum and the thigh. Mm-hmm. And so with the brief, it goes right up to the grinds.
The grinds.
And it keeps everything separate. But then if something gets jogged loose, like Scott said, then you're entrapping some scrotal tissue between the fabric and the thigh, and that. Then you gotta move the chunkle region.
Yeah, you gotta move. Even if you watch enough baseball, you'll see all that kind of, you know, tight underwear, really tight, keep everything in place, and then they have to move things, and the cup gets in the way, and you have to move that thing too.
Yeah. It's fun.
It looks like
so you're out there. You're on the Cubs,
adjusting yourself,
being watched by millions of people, and you got your hand on your pants.
Yeah. Hey, here's the worst. Here's here's the worst, though. I don't know if you ever enjoyed this, but if you're wearing a cup and you turn like and you dive head first, and the cup is...
Yeah, just
for and they just kind of hit the wrong place. Yeah, just muddy.
Yeah. Good stuff. I wore a cup after I had my vasectomy. It was fun because I would see, like, you know, I didn't just do this in public, but male friends of mine or whatever, and I would take my fist and I would pound it into my crotch, right? You know, like I'm just pounding my my dick, and it would go like that. It's pretty funny.
I love it.
You can just pound it, just boom, boom, boom.
I love it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was quite humorous.
So there you go. Now you guys know so much more.
And, well, I paid myself back the next week when I had to do the sperm sample. Oh, no. Oh, no, sorry. Different story. Yeah, that's a different story. So they said we want a fresh sperm sample, and I'm in this bathroom in the hospital not realizing the fucking lock doesn't work.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, Dr. Steve's in there jacking off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Not that that's any different than any other.
Well, it's true, but
bathroom
I at least had a reason this time to actually be doing it. It's like when you say to your mom, I'm not lying this time. Okay.
Might be too much for him. All right. I was wondering, when men sit down to shit, do they have to cup the balls and pull them forward?
I would think that would depend on length.
Well, wait a minute. How do they think the anatomy works? Hmm. Pull them forward. You're not sitting down on a board to shit.
No.
You're sitting on the toilet.
And if you have to pull your testicles up to sit on a toilet, that's going to be pretty uncomfortable, and you're probably not going to sit there for very long.
Yeah, I mean, if you had they were really droopy or something, but it doesn't work that way. Just women, just imagine your labia are hanging down a few inches and they've got, you know, rubbery walnuts in them. That's where they are.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Well, that's, you know, and just imagine you sit that down and you just sit down and the whole of the toilet is right there, unless you're just shitting on like on a concrete block or something. It would be weird. I don't understand that question.
Oh, my.
So, no, we don't have to do any manipulation. Do that.
Of the balls?
Yeah. Because some are tight and ripe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but as you get older,
truth,
and they start to droop.
Gravity.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
In any case, the splashback from a shit in the toilet.
No, that's not cool.
So they're getting toilet water.
That part's
right. They're nutsacks.
Oh. But you're getting it. If you shit vigorously enough, and women, you have this issue too, you get the splashback on your ass.
God, especially like during colon
and
prep.
And on your,
colonoscopy prep, you're going to get some shit everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, on the underside of the seat. If there's
I'm not old enough.
There's shit on the underside of the toilet seat,
it's on your ass.
You got it on your ass and your junkle region.
Yep, that is true.
I've said junkle region too many
times. Do they wipe their balls with toilet paper?
Yes.
Like what?
If you have splashback.
Happens. I don't.
Well, if you don't have somebody to clean them for you, you're kind of
Just get a bidet. Yourself, everybody, just get a bidet. Okay, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That is a freaking good question.
It was a really good question.
It was a good question.
Yes, it was quite delightful.
Yes,
they come up with good questions every time. All right, do we have anything else to say about
it
that?
It reminds me of a terrible of a story of a...
Go ahead.
An older,
get
an older,
the microphone closer
of
to
an older gentleman that was in a certain therapy class and trying to help him move forward, and he was like, oh, quit. I said, what's the matter? He goes, my nuts are on the backside of the bench.
Oh, Jesus.
You almost
ripped his nuts off?
Almost. Yeah, almost, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just, you know, low riders.
Yeah, yeah.
And gravity's doing its thing, so.
Yeah. I had, there was one of...
Are you hurt or something?
Yeah. This is just completely off the topic. I hope it's funny, but... We had one of my employees at my old office had irritable bowel syndrome really bad, and she was known for it, right? Mm-hmm. Another employee of mine had a brand new a brand new SUV. So they went to the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, no.
And they get out and they get in the car.
Oh, no.
Now, the one with the IBS sees one of our patients coming, and he's always bumming money and wanting, you know,
yeah.
Percocets and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, and he was kin to her. He was okay. Related to her. So she starts going, oh, Linda, you better hurry up. You better hurry up. You better hurry up. Now, she's just talking about him walking up to the thing. Well, Linda thinks that it's because of her IBS.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm going as fast as I can, trying to pull out backward, right? And she's going, you better hurry, 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 hurry.
Oh, no.
And Linda, of course, is thinking she's about to explode.
Yeah.
And then here he comes right up to the window, and Linda still doesn't see him. And the IBS employee went, oh, well, it's too late now.
Oh, no.
And she took a giant shit in her brand new SUV.
Oh, no.
But it was just this guy.
Oh, my.
And her bowels were actually okay.
Oh,
that
well,
was so funny. well, it's too late now.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
All right. Okay, let's see. Okay. Tacy, are you ready for your little thing?
Sure.
It's Tacy's time of topics. A time for Tacy to discuss topics of the day. Not to be confused with Topic Time with Harrison Young, which is copyrighted by Harrison Young and Area 58 Public Access. And now, here's Tacy.
All right, let's take this down a notch.
Okay.
Having too much fun. Okay.
All right, what you got?
Topic number one. Is your heart older than you are? Heart age is a metric to understand risk for heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. There is an online heart age calculator.
Oh.
Just Google it.
Okay.
It considers gender, age, weight, systolic blood pressure, and other health conditions.
Okay.
Factors that determine heart age, stress, nutrition, sleep quality, high blood pressure, inactivity, smoking, and high cholesterol. How to make your heart younger? Stop smoking. 150 minutes of activity a week.
Okay.
Eat heart-healthy foods. Limit salt. Manage heart health conditions like diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure.
Let's do yours. You want to do it?
You can do mine. Nobody's business, but sure.
It ain't nobody's business.
I don't give a shit.
Well, but you're young. You want to do yours then?
You're just a baby.
Yeah, she's
a baby. I am a baby, but I'm shit health-wise.
Okay. Okay, let's do yours then. We'll do Chris's.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go. You ready? Have you had a heart attack, stroke, or do you have heart disease?
Nope.
Okay. All right. What is your sex, female, I'm assuming? How old are you?
34.
All right. Uh-oh. Please enter a number between 35 and 75.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Gonna say,
shit.
Round
say
up.
35.
Do you smoke?
No.
Good. What is your height?
5'5".
Oh, in centimeters. Okay, hang on. Echo, what is 5'5" in centimeters?
5 feet 5 inches is 165.1 centimeters.
Okay, 165. All right. Uh-oh. Okay, never mind. We don't have to do this.
And then they're going to want to know.
Weight.
Yeah.
What is your weight? 42. How about I just do this one?
Yeah,
I don't give a shit
guy.
What my weight
I'm
is.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Or you do mine.
Ain't nobody's
just,
business. Well, anybody's weight.
We don't ask any women what their
oh
weight
God,
is. I didn't know.
I don't care.
Or you can do mine. It doesn't matter.
Okay, wait. Hang on. Oh, what was that?
Carissa
my headphones
kicked.
Just...
All right.
We're good. Sorry.
I just suck. Why am I here?
Damn.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. Here we go. Scott, have you had a heart attack or stroke, or have you had a heart disease?
Nope.
Okay. What is your sex?
Male.
Rarely. How old are you?
54.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And all account from age.
All right. You are 54.
Yes, sir.
And do you smoke? No.
Nope.
What is your height?
6'1".
Echo, what is 6'1" in centimeters?
6 feet 1 inch is 185.4 centimeters.
185. I'm only doing that. I know this isn't, like, fascinating to hear us do a survey like this, but just to know what's on
risk,
it.
Yeah.
What's your weight?
210 pounds.
Damn.
Full gristle, baby.
All right. Bullshit, too. Full gristle. Do you have a family history of heart disease?
No.
Mother, father, sister, brother?
Nope. Okay.
All right. Have you been diagnosed with diabetes?
Nope.
All right. Do you take medication for blood pressure?
Nope.
Okay. Do you know your blood pressure levels?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually.
Systolic?
Yeah, 125.
Okay, 125. And diastolic?
75.
75. Okay.
God, you're going to live forever.
Do you know your cholesterol levels?
My cholesterol levels are always pretty good, like okay. 180.
Okay, total cholesterol 180?
Yeah.
Oh, they want it in millimoles per liter. Oh, for F's sake. Okay, let's see if Echo can do this. Echo, what's your total cholesterol level in millimoles per liter if it's 180 in American units?
No chance.
From CDC.gov, persons with levels of 200 to 240
now,
milligrams
Echo,
divided...
Never mind.
Never mind.
Okay, I'm going to do yours at like 5 then.
Yeah, sure. Make it up.
Okay, it's halfway between in the good range.
Sure.
Okay. HDL, we'll say, is 2.5. There we go. And what's your postcode? Oh, no. It's Australian. What's an Australian postcode? Oh, come on. Oh,
well,
for fuck's
I didn't
sake.
Say the.
How about 42101?
We'll try that. No, it's okay.
I didn't say the calculator would be good. It's time of topics.
No, I only want to see my results. Okay, here we go. Okay, give us 54. There you go. Whoop-de frickin' do.
You're exactly your age, right?
Is that good or bad? Yeah.
That's good. The average person is like 7 years older. Their heart is.
And I'm not even trying.
Nicely done.
If I'd lose some weight,
oh, did you just find that?
Yes.
Okay.
Give thyself a bend.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's terrible.
Okay.
You, beginner's luck.
She's a brown nose.
Fuck off.
Beginner's luck.
I'm never coming back here. Fucking never.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what the fuck I say.
That's like my nieces, when they were little, they were jumping off this ledge in their house onto the couch. And their mother was from England, and she said, if you don't stop that, I shall shoot you. And they just laughed and laughed and laughed. They said, she always says that, but she never does it. So it's excellent parenting. So anyway, go ahead. Like, good
parenting.
That the point was that,
these
yeah, it was good
suck.
That she never actually shot them. But anyway, all right, never mind. Okay.
So
next
I think we've spent enough time on
yes,
that
I think
topic.
So. I think yes. so. Sorry,
so topic
everybody.
Number two, feeding mice Coca-Cola and Pepsi increased testicular size and boosted testosterone concentrations. This study does, however, go against previous findings that have found harmful effects of carbonated drinks and reproductive health. Huh. An earlier study found that carbonated drinks decrease ovary mass in mice.
Oh, okay. So carbonated drinks, but this was specifically Coca-Cola?
And Pepsi.
And Pepsi?
Yes.
So it's good for you. That's what you're saying.
Well, it was for these mice. The concentrations of serum testosterone in all mice were enhanced after treatment outcomes indicate that increased doses of the two could improve testosterone secretion of male mice. Testicle size of mice serve. Oh,
boy.
Here we go again.
Hello.
100% of the two increased significant compared to control group.
Okay. So it was statistically significant. That's interesting. And what this illustrates is we know Coca-Cola probably isn't good for you, but it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about a diabetic, drinking soda with sugar in it, probably in the best, you know, nutritional choice. But, yeah, if you want to boost your testosterone, apparently, if you're a mouse, then taking increased amounts of Coca-Cola is...
Or Pepsi.
Or Pepsi, thank you, is probably good for you. So that's interesting. So we define what's good and bad for us differently depending on the context. So
sure.
that's illustrative of that sort of idea.
And that was from a magazine or whatever called 1FL Science.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
The study's also on PubMed.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. This next topic.
Oh, well.
Give thyself a bell.
Oh my God.
All right, we got to step it up.
Steven.
Hey, Steven. We got to step it up, Dace. We got to step
Somebody's
it up.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch tonight. That's all I
got to say. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Unlike every other night.
Shut up. This is from New York Post. Number 3. Short, bitter people are more likely to be psychopaths.
Fuck, I'm a psychopath.
If you don't like your height, you are more likely to present psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism traits. Napoleon complex has been scientifically proven. They looked at 367 adults and asked to complete the Dirty Dozen Dark Triad questionnaire.
What the fuck is that?
It assesses levels of personality traits previously mentioned. This is true.
Dirty Dozen. What was the name of that?
Dark Triad questionnaire.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, we're taking that.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Tace.
This is true if not satisfied with height and wish you were taller. They are shown affects confrontational and interested in power, according to Psychological Post. So when people can't be physically formidable, they may be psychologically formidable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Comparing genders, short men are more likely to be narcissistic, but gender did not impact psychopathy. That's my psychology degree right there.
Yeah, you have not a psychology degree, and you're having a trouble with psychopathy.
Or Machiavellianism. Machiavellianism.
Well, Machiavellian, okay, it doesn't matter who it was. I'm not going to.
Everybody knows what I mean.
I'm not going to mansplain Machiavellian.
Oh, yeah.
Please
you better
do.
Not.
Yeah, okay. You want to take this test?
I'll take it because I'm short.
Okay, all right.
Are you?
And mean as hell.
How tall are you?
65.
I tend to want others to pay special attention to me. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I want special.
Strongly?
Who doesn't?
Strongly. Okay, all right. That's strongly.
Who doesn't want to be special?
I tend to expect.
You know what? My psychiatrist asked me that one time, and I asked him the same thing. Who doesn't want to be special?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Me.
Yeah, me neither.
Whatever.
I tend to expect special favors from others. Agree or disagree?
No, but I like them. I disagree.
So you don't expect it?
No.
Okay. All right.
But I like them.
Who doesn't like
I tend to manipulate others to get my way. Okay,
that's not a fair question to ask a wife.
Steve, quick, next.
To ask between
next.
A wife
next
and a
question.
Husband.
I tend to lack remorse.
That's
yeah.
not true.
No, okay, you have remorse?
I have a lot of remorse.
You do? Okay, well, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
You have remorse for something that happened 21 years ago. Okay, I'll put that
in. I mean,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I tend to be cynical.
Yes.
Yeah, now that is true.
Yeah, okay. I tend to not be too concerned with the morality of my actions.
That is false. Shut up, Scott.
Now I'll give you you're very concerned with rules and morality and stuff.
Shut up, Scott.
You're
just
interested
not in here. This is different.
You're interested in the morality of others. I tend to want others to admire me.
No, I don't really care much about that.
Okay, all right.
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
I have used deceit.
Fuck no.
I have used deceit or lied to get my way.
Mm-hmm. Well, who hasn't?
Okay, well, that's a yes. Okay, very good.
You've got a street going taste.
You are a liar, actress, for the
All right. Let's see. I tend to seek prestige or status.
No.
Ew.
Remember Rufus R. Jones? He used to say, I'm going to have prestige.
Yeah, I remember you and somebody else saying that.
Yeah, he was one of my wrestling buddies. Okay, so you're going to say neutral on that one or no on that one? Okay, all right. Really? No, really, though? But, you know, Crescent and all that stuff, the awards.
That's in sales, Steve. That's different. Yeah. That's.
So you did seek prestige.
That means
more money. Okay, fair enough. I have used flattery to get my way.
Well, yeah. Who
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I tend to be callous or insensitive. I'll answer that one for you.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Callous? It's your opinion. I tend to be callous or insensitive.
No, I do not think so.
Okay.
Shut up, Krista.
No, I'm speaking for myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't know you well enough.
I tend to exploit others toward my own ends.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And, oh, well, there you go. Okay, so 44%. Okay, so they compare you to the population average. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit. Okay. Next question. Oops, my screen just died.
You better watch the fuck out.
My screen just died. Oops.
Yeah, let's just move on. Let's just move on.
Next.
Okay, so it's you versus the population average. So narcissism, 44% on this scale. The population average is right at 44%.
So I'm a little bit narcissist.
Well, but so is everybody else. No, you're no more than anybody else. No. Psychopathy or psychopathy, 31%. The average is like 25%.
Oh.
And then, so you're just slightly above average on that. Machiavellianism. 75%.
Yes. Score. That's a
population
bail,
average of 30.
If that's not a bail.
This makes you 16.83% darker than the average person.
I would agree with that. I would agree. Absolutely agree with that.
Interesting. Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
I'm
very good.
Very dark
that's
person.
An interesting one.
That's a good one, Tasty.
Yeah, we'll do yours next time, Chris.
Yeah. Fuck off.
That might hurt.
So my last topic.
I might be admitted somewhere.
I hear. I was going to say a good one, but anyway, a place that's good. But anyway, insomnia brings big spikes in heart attacks.
Oh yeah.
People with insomnia were 69% more likely to have a heart attack than folks without.
It's literally why she wakes me up 10 times a night.
This is from Health Day. Rates even higher with people with diabetes and insomnia. Insomnia causes cortisol release and an increase in atherosclerosis.
Yeah.
This was published February 25th in the Clinical Cardiology
I truly believe this because more MIs appear to happen early in the morning when that cortisol rush happens, the stress hormones kind of wash in. And if you're waking up multiple times during the night, which is really what insomnia is, it's not sleeping. They're just, you know, waking up frequently and having more awake periods. They're having more chances for that cortisol to kick in and cause heart attacks.
Interesting. I'm going to die soon.
Well,
They took data from 1,200 studies.
Fuck if I die soon.
I do too, but you're a baby. 1.2 million... adults. 13% had insomnia. Most did not have any history. So five or fewer hours a night gives you the greatest risk, which means you are not fucking sleeping enough.
Yeah,
no shit. Too
that just means I'm gonna die.
It's not good either, which means I'm gonna die too.
Yeah.
6 hours or less had a lower risk than 9 hour sleepers. So if
I don't care.
So, I mean, my dad dropped dead at 50 of a massive heart attack in his sleep. So,
yeah, really?
Just because I'm young doesn't mean that I'm not going to die real soon.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't fucking sleep, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's sleep is very important, but it's getting the right amount.
Yeah.
And that sounds trivial, but that's a non-trivial problem for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And if you take hypnotics to sleep.
Then that, you are a good girl.
That increases your risk of all, that increases your risk of all cause mortality as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, taking Lunesta or something like that or Ambien or Alprazolam or something like that for a short period of time is okay. But if you take it every night, it increases your risk mm-hmm. of all cause mortality. All right, we have...
And that is all the topics.
Thank you.
Great job, Dave.
Excellent job. Yes, very good.
I'm sure everybody just loves this. Can we get on to questions?
Sure.
So Scott and I can get some bells?
Well, we have...
It's time for Fast Vag Facts.
Oh, I forgot about
everyone's favorite body part. And now here's your hostess with the mostest, DNP Carissa.
There you go. There's your bumper.
Thanks.
I made that 5 minutes before you got
That's
here.
That's amazing. I mean.
All right, what you got?
The vag is amazing, so.
Is it, though?
Self-cleaning, right?
I think so. It's Ooh. Self-cleaning. It's supposed to be.
It's what they say.
Unless you shove a tampon up there when you're having intercourse and then forget about it for a couple of weeks.
That's
then not so self-cleaning. And, as a matter of fact, pretty horrifying.
Have you had to pull one of those out before?
Yeah, multiple times in the emergency room and different places like that. It happens a lot.
It's bad.
So I don't know how I can. So what happens sometimes is one gets pushed up, then you put another one in after, you know, intercourse or whatever. If you have intercourse on your period and you put one in and then you take that one out. And what you remember is you put one in and you took one out. So you should be fine. But there's still one stuck in
there. Yeah, I just don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, well, it's not frequently. I've been in practice 37 years, but only, 17 years in primary care. I probably had maybe one a year or one every other year.
I saw so many at the health department.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In like a few month period.
Wow.
But not, I mean, just presenting with, there's a bad
odor.
Smell
yeah.
or there's oh, and whatever. It's, and it's fucking it's, horrifying.
You can't ignore it. The smell is so bad. Mm-hmm. And you know that if it happens to you, you know that something just awful is happening.
Right.
You pull that thing out, and did you ever put them on antibiotics, or did you just pull it out and let the vagina do its own thing?
It depends. So we pulled out several and would look under microscope, and I don't know if there's any correlation. I should look into this, but a lot of them had trich.
Oh, trichomonas? Yeah, okay. Then that you got to treat that.
Absolutely, but otherwise,
that's a little parasite. Tell them what trichomonas is so that they know.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Well, you were the one doing it.
Well, I was, but I mean, just because it was interesting to see under the microscope, because, I mean, they're squirming all over the place.
They're multi-celled animal or things. They're parasites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. So.
Anyways.
Okay.
I haven't told you any of my fun bad facts.
Those were fun.
Yes, those are from Tacy. She should probably have a bell over that.
All right, here you go.
I didn't even bash with that.
Self-cleans.
There you go.
Yes. There's one for Tacy.
It self-cleans.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Good
job. Yes, honey. Pay attention.
Good job, Tacy.
Okay.
What?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Next.
Each vagina has its own smell. Mm. They're unique to each individual person.
Is it
and
like
it's not a flower.
Is it? Well, it could be.
I saw on Facebook one time this one person said, "It ain't a flower, people. It's a vagina."
It's like a flower, but it's like one of those meat flowers.
It doesn't smell like a flower.
Well, it smells like those meat flowers. Have you ever seen those? That they actually are pollinated by flies, and so they smell like rotten meat. It's kind of like that kind of flower, right? No?
Nice.
Am I wrong? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I've only smelled a few thousand vaginas in my life, so yeah. I don't know.
I wonder if it's unique enough that you could actually identify somebody. Like if you had a sensitive enough detector that, like a fingerprint, you could detect somebody by their vaginal.
Absolutely.
Just like you get a wine or I would think.
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah, I would think
I mean,
so.
They're very unique to each person.
Because dogs do it.
So.
We have a dog, and she sniffs every woman's crotch that comes in this house.
And man's. Oh, yeah, she's...
She's thorough.
She is thorough. She's quick but thorough. She gets her sniff in and she's out.
She's like, oh, okay, that's you. Julie. Okay, this one. Oh, this one's Wendy. Yeah. Oh, this one's Carissa. So weird. Anyway, go ahead.
I love her.
Each vagina is also different in size. I mean, there's an average size, but they are different.
Really? And so some of them you do a pap smear and you're like, hello.
Correct.
Okay, sorry.
They can range in size from like 2 to 5 inches. So no, it's, I mean, it's just
two,
a
vagina. 2 to 5 inches in depth or width?
Mm-hmm,
or
depth. Okay. Width is typically 2 to 3.
It is amazing that you can pass a human being through that thing.
Correct. It can grow up to 200% its normal size, even during sexual arousal.
Wow.
So.
I don't care. I don't care.
Well, you might. You might find that beneficial, depending on your situation.
Okay.
It's mucous membrane, bro.
Fair.
What do you do with that?
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know what the first movie to use the word vagina on film was?
Oh, God, no. Stagecoach.
It's really, really interesting to me because
Tell
it's
me.
By Disney.
What? Oh.
Yes, it was a Disney film in 1946 called The Story of Menstruation.
Oh. Oh, wow. So one of those films we used to watch. And you guys didn't have to watch us. They'd get out the film projector and they would show us these horrific black and white movies with people with flat top haircuts and talking about sex and dating and menstruation. And
mine came on a VCR.
Yes. Well, you're quite a bit younger than I am.
But they were still yucky.
Awful.
Yeah.
We could maybe, I bet you there's some of those things on YouTube. We should maybe do a special where we watch some of those because they're really funny now.
We could do it like.
It's so naive.
What is it? What's that show on Science Network where the aliens sit and watch old TV shows and make fun of them?
Oh, that's
Mystery Science Theater 3000. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we can do that with that one of those.
That would be funny.
Do you know the pH of the vagina?
Oh, God, I used to know this because I used to have to pH strip it.
Well,
why did I pH strip the vagina back? This was 1980-something. We were looking for something when we would do a pH strip on it. Oh, it was, you were looking to see if it was, if someone had, was leaking amniotic fluid. That's what that was.
Interesting. I mean, it can also tell you if there's semen in their vagina or if there's infection or anything.
So tell
else.
Us about that.
But the average pH of a vagina is 4, which is also the same as wine.
It's also the same as kombucha.
And tomatoes.
Well, there you go.
Shows
that our creator has a sense of humor. Also, the same bacteria that makes a healthy flora in the vagina is the same bacteria that makes yogurt. So go
there
figure.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amniotic fluid has a pH of 7, while normal vaginal secretions have a pH of 4.5. So, yeah, so we would put that in. If it was basic, you had an idea that they were leaking amniotic fluid or they had broken their water. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Good one.
Yes,
Chris,
go
you're
me.
A rock star. You're a rock
I mean,
star.
I just love vaginas, so.
Yes.
Excellent.
Hair around the vaginal area grows only for 3 weeks, while the hair on the head can grow for up to 7 years.
Yep.
And I mean, that's just...
That's why, there used to be, when I was at Tulane, there was a woman that had her hair in a braid, and it was dragging on the ground behind her. That's how long it was. So you could imagine if it was outside of the braid. And I was wondering why, I didn't cut my hair for years. It never grew any longer than halfway down my back. And it all has to do with how long your follicles last, the average length of, lifespan of your follicles. So if you can't grow your hair long, it's because your follicles are dying at a rate that, it just gets to so long and then the hair falls out. And then the next one, and then the next one. And it happens, millions of times.
Gotcha.
And this woman, she just had these hair follicles that just wouldn't die.
Wow.
And, her hair just continued to grow. So it was pretty cool.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yep.
I mean, speaking of hair, the pubic hair also has the mechanism of secreting pheromones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe in pheromones in humans?
I don't know. Apparently you don't if you ask that question. No,
that's true.
I'm just
good point.
This is a okay, it's
give
a radio show
a
and
bell.
I'm, yeah, okay. There you go. Okay.
Give yourself a bell.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm just asking.
Well, I'm just telling.
Okay. I think yes.
Yeah.
I do. I agree.
I think it almost has to be.
I think it has to be. Yeah. Even if you can't measure them with our current
scientific technology,
I think they do exist.
I've had episodes where I've had sudden magnetic attractions to certain people that I couldn't explain.
Right. Like you know them, like you've known them or something.
Or they knew them or whatever. But, you know, it wasn't somebody I normally would feel that way about. Mm. It almost felt like that it had to be some sort of subconscious, you know, chemical reaction like a pheromone. Interesting. Mm-hmm. You got anything else?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked on pheromones. Well, I mean, when we were talking about penises, we talked about all their other nicknames. The vaginas also have several nicknames.
No.
Right?
No.
Who knew? I would be happy to tell them to you. I'm sure we're all aware of them. One is my very favorite word to use when
slit.
I'm pissed off.
Oh, okay. What? Oh, okay. The C word?
The C word. Wow. I'm not even allowed to say it.
No.
Wow.
It flies out of my mouth.
I actually said it this weekend, and I feel bad about it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm, so
I never feel bad about it.
There's road raging.
Oh,
you did? Oh, God. I've never even said it road raging.
Julie and I were...
I must be a terrible person. I mean, I just say it like it's... Oh, you're a cunt. Like, oh, it's so nice.
Well, you should live in England. You can say it all the time. It's no big deal.
And people were going every which direction, no matter what lane they were in. And I was like... I said it. It just slid out of me.
It seemed so right at the time.
And
right?
And I still feel bad. I don't even know what Julie was probably like, oh my God. But.
Well, there's a whiteboard at the hospital that Chris and that we work at. And at one point she had written every curse word she could think of. And it had, you know, F words and all kinds of, you know, S words and stuff like that. And then there was one C word written on this thing. And all I said was, and it was very funny because it was just all over this giant whiteboard, right? And all I said was, if someone from administration comes up here, just erase the C word. That's all I'm asking. The rest of it is fine. And then the next day I came in, they just erased everything. So, anyway, apparently I'm an asshole. So.
It's okay. Yes. Tomorrow's Thundercunt Thursday, so.
Is it? Okay, well.
There you go.
That's me.
Very good.
That's just me.
All right.
That's my baseline.
You got anything else?
I don't know. It depends. Do you want more?
No, I do one more.
I mean, there are natural ways to make the vagina smell fresher without douching.
Okay.
Which include eliminating pubic hair. Using baby wipes instead of toilet paper, and going panty-free or wearing cotton panties.
Ooh. I've heard that panty-free is the way to go.
Honey, it is the way to go.
Okay.
Hmm. I was thinking the
How
same thing.
How about a bidet, though, too?
Well, you are stuck on bidet.
It's his testicles covered in poop.
You said instead of toilet paper, use baby wipes, but wouldn't a bidet be even better than that?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I advocate for everyone to go without underwear.
Yeah, what's underwear for? Just to keep shit off of your clothes?
I have no idea. I mean, I literally never wear it.
I think it's so you can get a couple of days worth out of your britches
without having ass grease on
that's what I think. Okay. But I've gone back and forth and
just don't wear any.
Yeah,
it's healthy apparently.
Well, there you go.
It says so.
Yeah,
you googled it.
I did. I mean, must be true.
We have about a half a minute left.
Oh my God! And no questions. Do you know how people are going to be?
I know we've got a million questions. So next show, we're doing nothing but questions. No topic time.
This is why I shouldn't be back.
People are going to be so upset about
no topic time. No fast facts. No.
But I could talk so much about orgasms and.
Well, we're going to do that. Well, we will do that next time. All right, hang on.
Or like piercings of the vagina.
Excellent. Do they have names?
No, but I literally thought about getting one on the way here just for funsies.
You mean you're going to stop off on the way here and get one and then?
Yes. I would really like to pierce the clitoral hood.
Okay.
I think it would be interesting.
Well, you know, have fun with that.
Hi, Dr. Steve. One question for you. So I've heard a lot about epigenetics and like passed down trauma and stuff. Is there any scientific truth to that? Because wouldn't we all have it since we're descended from people a long time ago who went through horrible tragedies all the time?
Yes.
And wouldn't that trauma have been passed down to us? Or
yeah, so people have always asked, well, if you take rats and you just chop their tails off and you keep chopping their tails off, won't they be born without tails? And the fact is no. But epigenetics, what he's talking about is you have your DNA, but then there are other factors that are involved that can express different proteins and different traits. For example, I raised a set of monochorionic twins, which means they were genetically identical. However, one was right-handed, one was left-handed. One was artistic, the other one was mathematic. One was straight, the other one was gay. Now, it can't be nature because they had all the same DNA, but it also can't be nurture because they were raised in the same household by the same parents. So what is it? The answer is epigenetics, and epigenetics it can be lots of different factors. DNA methylation, there's these things called histones. There are other things other than the DNA that can move around and change how the DNA is transcribed and expressed, and which part of the genes get transcribed and which ones don't. And there's other things called non-coding RNA and stuff like that. So what happens is it can be stress in birth, it can be age, it could be just random bullshit. Infections apparently can have some effect on this as well, particularly if it happens in the womb. So you can express these genes different ways, and I'm telling you, that's the only way to explain what happened with those two twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. They have some very similar traits, but there's some really, really wildly different stuff. And so it can't just be genetics. It can't be their environment. So it has to be epigenetics. So yes, that is a very interesting concept. So anyway, we had another question about autonomous body parts. And we also have some questions about colonic ozone and seminal viscosity, which we will do absolutely next show. And we're going to do nothing but questions.
We apologize
for
being a medical questionnaire show answering one question.
Right. Well, we answered some questions. Nobody asked them.
People probably didn't know that they wanted to ask questions about the vagina.
That's right. We answered questions people didn't know that they wanted to know the answers to.
I bet that's what you'll hear on email.
Well, anyway. All right. Well, thanks goes to Dr. Scott, Tacy, DNP, Carissa. Thank you for being here. Thanks to everyone who's made this show happen over the years. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel. SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules, podcasts, and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine. Thanks, everybody.